26 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We continue now with the tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf. And we discussed previously verses 191, 192, and 193, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the issue of those that they ascribe as partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and their inability to do anything, to benefit themselves, to protect themselves from harm. And all of this was highlighting about how worshipping idols is illogical. It's against one's intellect. The first verse here is 191, which we discussed in our last discussion. أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Do they attribute such partners to him who do not even create a single thing, but they themselves are created? These idols are manufactured by men, and they are, men are the creation of Allah, and they are manufactured with the materials that Allah has made possible to exist, and with the ability which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given men. So they are created by Allah. They are created by Allah. They cannot create anything. So how can you worship that which is created and cannot create? وَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنْصُرُونَ. They cannot help them, nor can they help themselves. They cannot help them, nor can they help them themselves. In other words, these idols cannot help the people worshipping them. Forget helping the people worshipping them. They cannot help themselves. So how is it that you worship them? وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُكُمْ. If you call them to the path, they do not follow your call. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَدَعَوْتُمُوهُمْ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ صَامِتُونَ. It is the same to you whether you call them or you remain silent. They are idols. They have no consciousness. They cannot speak, they cannot hear, they cannot talk, they just simply cannot. So in the end of the day, it's impossible, or it's illogical rather, for you to justify worshipping these idols. Now, the next two verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues with a similar train of thought, or rather a similar argument in terms of proving why idol worship is illogical. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَدْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Those whom you call on besides Allah are servants like you. They are the servants of Allah like you, because everything in existence besides Allah is a creation of Allah. Sometimes people take other humans and say, okay, and they venerate these humans to a position that equates them, even in some attributes, even in one attribute of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with Allah, then that becomes shirk. I've explained this previously. If you say in any of those exclusive attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you equate any other human to Allah in one of those attributes, it's shirk. Even though if you still claim that I believe in Allah. I mean, the mushrikeen of Makkah believed in Allah. It's not that they didn't believe in the existence of Allah, but they associated partners with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala via this idol worship. So Allah says these people, whether they're idols or whether they are humans that you venerate and you respect to that extent, they are servants like you. And if you think that, you know, they have capacity and ability, فَدَعُوهُمْ, then call out to them, tell them to bring the rain, tell them to give you the children, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ, and let them answer your call, if إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are truthful in this belief of yours. And then in the next verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions verse 95, أَلَهُمْ أَرْجُلُ يَمْشُونَ بِهَا, have they feet to walk with? أَمْ لَهُمْ أَيْدِي يَبَطِشُونَ بِهَا, have they hands to hold with? أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَمْ, have they eyes to see with? أَمْ لَهُمْ آذَانُ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَمْ, have they ears to hear with? قُلِ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ كِيدُونِ فَلَا تُنْذِرُونَ. Call on your partners, then plot against me and give me not respite. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, this verse is in response to the threat that the mushrikeen of Makkah used to issue to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they used to threaten that if you don't stop being disrespectful to our idols, the idols will inflict calamity upon you. This is the threat that they used to issue to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that look at these idols. What can these idols do? They don't have hands, they don't have eyes, they don't have ears. So they do not have legs with which they can walk. They do not have hands to hold with. They do not have eyes with which they can see. They do not have ears with which they can hear. They are so incapacitated. Where are they going to inflict harm? Where do they have the ability? People who have capacity, like humans, for example, like animals, that have hands, that have feet, that have strength, that have the ability to inflict harm, even they cannot inflict harm without the permission of Allah. Where are these idols going to inflict calamity on those who speak out against idol worship? And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala issues the challenge. قُلِدُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ. Call unto your partners, call these idols of yours. ثُمَّ كِيدُونِي فَلَا تُنْذِرُونَ. Then plot against me and give me not despite. Call them and tell them to do. And then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can do. Allah doesn't need time to prepare. Allah doesn't need time to get ready. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ever capable, ever available, and ever ready. So these verses so beautifully, so eloquently, and in such a simple way, highlight to us with regards idol worship, that how it is that idol worship cannot be logical. Worshipping the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in any way, it just simply cannot be logical. So the Quran, one of the major themes in the Quran is Tawheed. The Quran has a few major themes. I mean, Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Risalat, the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, Qiyamah, Akhirah, the fact that there will be Qiyamah, the fact that there will be a life after death. Those are the major themes, some of the major themes of the Quran Kareem. But Tawheed is right there. That's why they say that Surah Fatiha is the summary of the Quran. And the summary of Surah Fatiha is the verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And the summary of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is in the letter Ba, which means that with the permission, with the power, with the authority of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala do I begin. So that ba, that means you can't do anything without Allah. You cannot do anything without Allah. That is at the core of Tawheed. And Tawheed is a beautiful concept. It brings balance in your life. It brings perspective in your life. It makes everything fall into place. And those who have moved away from Tawheed, they're still spinning in confusion as to what exactly they're trying to believe in and exactly what they are trying to achieve with their lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.